Good evening, and welcome to Christ Church Cathedral on this, the evening of the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. Blessed is our God, Lord of heaven and earth, who has revealed these things to the meek. Christ Jesus, our hope.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Holy, immortal One,
have mercy upon us.
God of heaven and earth, you reveal your wisdom to the childlike. May we learn from your Son humility of heart, so that we find refreshment and rest even as we shoulder the cross of Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall. Glory to God. Give praise, your servants of God. Praise the name of the Most High. Let the name of God be blessed. From this time forth, forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down, let that holy name be praised. God is high above all nations, exalted above the heavens. Who is like God, who sits enthroned on high, but stoops to behold the heavens and the earth, who takes up the weak out of the dust, and lifts up the poor from the ashes, who sets them with the rulers, with the rulers of the people, who makes the woman of a childless house to be a mother of children. Glory to God, source of all being. Eternal Word and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying,
"The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news."
As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them,
"Follow me, and I will make you fish for people."
And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
In today's gospel passage from St. Mark, when Jesus met the fishermen by the sea, he invited them to leave their everyday lives and follow him. He gave them a choice. Simon and Andrew and James and John chose to leave their livelihood and their families to follow Jesus. We are not told if there were other fishermen that day who chose to stay by the sea and continue their everyday lives. It's a good guess that the village people thought those who stayed behind were wise, and the ones who left with Jesus were foolish and perhaps irresponsible. They left their families and community for a wandering life, which could be harsh and even dangerous. Jesus was calling his disciples to a life in which God was the center of existence, a way of life which questioned the natural human tendency of self-preservation and self-interest. If we follow Jesus, we are reminded that God gives us a choice in the big decisions of our lives and in the everyday moments of a routine day. As I was searching for a reference to today's gospel passage, I came across a sermon I preached in January 2009, over 10 years ago. In that sermon, I made reference to the inauguration of Barack Obama as the first Black president of the United States of America. Prayer to God played a prominent role in the inaugural celebrations for President Obama. Although much of the prayer was Christian, there also was an inclusion of other faiths which come to God in diverse ways. God was not an option, but a source of hope, of strength, and of guidance. In his inaugural address, President Obama referred to the noble idea of, and I quote, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness, end of quote. He was paraphrasing the American Constitution, but there was no doubt that such ideals are rooted in the belief that God is the benefactor of humanity. Although God-given, those ideals require human commitment and hard work to be realized and sustained in our world. The events of the past few weeks remind us all that our commitment has been weak and we have not worked hard enough. Another brutal and unjust killing of a Black person has caused an eruption of protest and condemnation of racism, not only in the United States, but in our own country and in many countries around the world. Millions of people around the world recognize racial injustice when they see it. They angrily denounce it. But when are they going to have the commitment to do the hard work to overcome racial injustice? The outrage expressed in marches and signs and speeches has some people believing that change will come this time. But it will be a long, hard road. Black people and indigenous people and other people of racial diversity have held on to the hope for a long time and sadly been bitterly disappointed. Recently, a documentary on television showed a long list of photographs of people who have been unjustly killed because of their race. The music behind the photographs was the great Black singer Aretha Franklin singing a song of hope. Here is a sample of the lyrics. I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes, it will. There have been times that I thought I couldn't last long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes, it will. End of quote. Simon and Andrew, James and John, lived under the oppression of the Roman army and the strict laws of the Jewish authorities. They were not equal or free. When Jesus chose them as his disciples, he knew them and they knew him because he had been preaching in the towns around the Sea of Galilee. Jesus knew they were hard-working fishermen, dependent upon the sea and the natural elements of God's creation for their livelihood. They were not educated like rabbis or scribes, but they were sufficiently knowledgeable about their faith to recognize the extraordinary qualities of Jesus. They were ordinary folk. So why did Jesus choose them? Perhaps a clue is in Simon's name. Later, Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter or Petrus, which means rock. Much has been made of this name, and Peter is often called the leader of the apostles. But Peter's original name was Simon, which in Hebrew and Greek means one who hears. Simon the fisherman heard the call of Jesus. Perhaps Jesus knew that Simon was willing to listen. Perhaps Simon was what we would call today a spiritual seeker. It may be that Simon's decision to follow Jesus was not an abrupt change of heart, but a natural outcome of his search for God. God may have been preparing Simon and Andrew and James and John for this life-changing moment. We often go along in our daily lives not hearing the voice of God calling us. We may be confused or uncertain about the message, or the message may be what we do not want to hear. Then something happens, and we can no longer ignore the call. It may be as frightening as a sudden illness, which reveals our vulnerability and our need for help. Or it may be a beautiful revelation of what truly is important in our lives. May we be like Simon, as one who hears the still small voice of God, and one who listens to the gentle, soul-searching invitation of Jesus. Come, follow me. Amen.
Hear, O Israel,
the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy
the promise you made to our forebears, to Abraham, Sarah, and their children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has taught us that what we do for the least of your children, we do also for him. Give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, who gave up his life and died for us, but lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us gather our prayers and praises into one, and pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial,
and deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom, the power,
and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.